Track 8. Derek James tells us about a new book written by Andy Dawson, a former BBC Radio Norfolk presenter, recounting the life of David Walker, once hailed as one of the best cricketers in the world. The article includes a lovely black and white photograph from 1931 showing an 18-year-old David Walker standing in his open-necked white shirt and cricket trousers outside the thatched pavilion at Norfolk County Cricket Club's ground at Lakenham.
A walk through life. It's been a long time since a young player has made such a brilliantly successful entry into Norfolk cricket, said the Eastern Daily Press in 1931. And the schoolboy they were writing about was called David Walker. David was making his debut in a match between Norfolk and New Zealand when he defied the tourists' attack for 2 hours. Today, very few people have heard of David, who went on to be hailed as one of the greatest cricketers in the world. Now that has changed thanks to a brilliant and fascinating new book written by Andy Dawson, who you may remember as Andy Archer, a much-loved presenter on BBC Radio Norfolk, Radio Orwell and several commercial stations. But what you may not know is that Norfolk-born Andy has also been a keen follower of cricket for most of his life, and now, thanks to him, the story of a forgotten local sporting hero is finally told. Why haven't we heard more about him? Because he chose not to play for money or fame, but for the love of the game and the county of his birth, Norfolk. I'd never heard of David Walker, like most people, until I met the late Norman Brighton, who also played for Norfolk County Cricket Club in the 1930s, says Andy. He told me about this magnificent opening batsman who'd been feted by the national press since his school days, and how he had thrilled the crowds at the old Lakenham Cricket Ground in Norwich. I was astonished that so little seemed to be known or written about this extraordinary man, and I wanted to find out more. Many of David Walker's contemporaries were still alive when I started researching and were kind enough to share their memories of him, said Andy. He added, I'm only sorry it's taken me more than 25 years to get around to finishing the book. Sheer laziness on my part, I'm afraid. So just who was David Frank Walker? He was born in 1913 into a comfortable middle-class family who owned a maltings and flour mill near Bungay. The composer Benjamin Britten was also sent to the grim South Lodge Preparatory School in Lowestoft, and their mutual loathing of the place resulted in a lifetime friendship. By the time he went to Uppingham, the public school in Rutland, his abilities as a sportsman were already apparent. In fact, the school only lost one game of cricket during his 2-year spell as team captain. David first played for Norfolk in 1931 during his final summer break from Uppingham, and fixtures included that match against New Zealand. Equally brilliant was his cricketing debut at Oxford University, where he studied history. He retired to the pavilion undefeated after scoring a century in the freshman's match. He was appointed captain of the University Cricket Club, and Middlesex, Leicestershire, Surrey and Sussex all asked David to join them, but he refused and became a master at Harrow School and eventually head of cricket. The book tells how he overcame the snobbery of some of the staff, the occasional arrogance of pupils and a game with Eton, which ended in a drunken brawl between well-heeled parents and supporters. Long summer holidays from both Oxford and Harrow meant David could maintain his commitment to Norfolk. He topped the batting averages in 7 of the 9 seasons he played for the county, during which he scored 2,000 runs in boundaries alone. but 1939 was to see his last game at Lakenham against Durham, 15 days before the outbreak of war. By the winter of 1942, he was a 28-year-old flight lieutenant with the Royal Air Force. He was at the controls of a Lockheed Hudson aircraft on February the 6th, when after apparently being hit by enemy fire, the plane crashed off the Norwegian coast into the North Sea. The crew of four didn't survive. David's body was later washed ashore. He left a widow, Monica. They had married 2 months before the crash and had last seen each other 3 days after their wedding in Bungay. This well-illustrated book is about a gentleman who deserves to be remembered, and Andy has done him proud. David Walker, Norfolk's master batsman, by Andy Dawson, is part of the Lives in Cricket series from ACS Publications. It is available through the acscricket.com website, priced £15.